This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. This Mandela Day will be the first ever marked amongst a global pandemic, as both the sports and eventing industries are massively impacted by being unable to celebrate Mandela Day through physical activations. This year, the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund is bringing a massive virtual race, 67 kilometers for Mandela Day, to homes and streets everywhere. Normty from the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund has joined me on the Good Things Guy show today, and I'm excited to find out more. Normty, welcome to the Good Things Guy jackpot.
Thank you, Brent. I'm so glad to be here, and thanks for having us.
Listen, what you guys are doing is flippin' cool. So obviously I started the show by saying that sporting events and all the things that we used to call our normal are no longer our normal. And that goes for, you know, Nelson Mandela Day as well. This is an important part of South Africa's annual calendar. And obviously, we need to do things a little bit differently. So can you tell me a little bit more about the 67 kilometers for Mandela Day?
100%. I think you just hit the nail there on the head. We no longer have that, what is it, old normal. It's now the new normal. So that also goes in terms of how are we raising funds and how are we strengthening families and pulling them together, not just in South Africa, but around the world. So an awesome opportunity landed on our doorstep, and we had no other option but to just say yes, 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 and yes. The Chaos Theory organization came to us and said, listen, we've been thinking, how about you guys host a virtual run where people can run anywhere they are in the world, at home, out in the lawn, in the streets, shopping center, well, not really run, but you can walk or crawl, whatever it is that covers kilometers. We want everyone to just do it. And they can then log their kilometers on this virtual platform and actually go along a structured route that takes you along all the key and profound areas around Johannesburg, where Nelson Mandela essentially is quite prominent in those areas. So we were like, yes, we're in. It's a no-brainer.
It does sound like something fun to do. Obviously, South Africans have been stuck at home during this lockdown, and a lot of them have taken up running or walking or jogging because they've had no other real choice. So I'm guessing if you're able then to, I don't know, walk 2 kilometers a day, you could rack up 67. You could get to that number by the 18th of July.
Definitely. So I think that's the key and the unique selling point here is you don't have to run all 67 kilometers in one day. It's between today until the 18th of July where you can do that. 2 kilometers, 1 kilometer, I think you'll fall short, but yeah, you get what I mean. So it's plain, it's easy, it's simple, and registration also is pretty simple too. So the team have created this awesome platform called www.vseries.com where you can essentially create a profile and log in there and register. But there is one catch. Because we're raising funds, you will definitely have to go to Kicket and purchase a ticket for 250 Rand and then use that because it will give you a unique code that you can then enter to join the mission.
So that, I mean, we're all about the good things, and I like highlighting good things that are happening in the country. And obviously the virtual race is great. Getting people out and about is fantastic. Celebrating Mandela Day is the ultimate, but also the charity element is really why we are doing this. Could you maybe just tell us a little bit more about the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund?
For sure. I'd be happy to do that. So the amazing part is that we are 25 years this year. So that's part of the reason I think we're having this great big event. We are focused on all things child well-being orientated because our biggest mandate is to bring civil society, business, NGOs, everybody on board to help us change the way society treats its children and youth. And how we're currently doing that, we're operating in the spaces of child safety and protection, which is one of our core programs. We also have child survival, development, and thriving, which focuses on preserving and enhancing the first 1,000 days of a child's life. Because after that, you know, when there's just too many complications, the child is impacted for a very long time. We also have our Sustainable Livelihoods Program, which focuses on alleviating poverty, which is something that is quite profound in South Africa because of the income inequalities and disparities that exists. And then we also have our Youth Leadership Program, because we want to make sure that the youth that we have today are agents of their own change. It's so important in developing Africa forward. And last but not least, we have our awesome flagship projects, which is the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, right in the heartbeat of Johannesburg. And this is where I think we changed so many lives by having doctors of excellence performing amazing surgeries to make sure that kids live longer than, 1 year or 2 years or just even a couple of days old.
We've written about many different features about the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, many that you've spoken about now. And I can only imagine that the lead up this year to Mandela Day, it must have been a little bit overwhelming to think that you're not going to get those funds in, or that people aren't going to be doing their 67 minutes. To come up with an idea like this is ingenious to get people involved.
Yeah, definitely. We were so anxious and worried because obviously the more donations we get, the more children and families we're able to reach, and then it makes, South Africa much, much better. But as soon as this opportunity came on board, I think we just all felt relief, and we were quite emotional as well because we didn't really know how we were going to respond to this. Would South Africa jump on board? Will the globe jump on board? And then we just thought, listen, what the heck? Let's just do it and let's just see what good comes out of this.
Well, that's also quite exciting, right? So good things, Guy, 75% of our readership is local in South Africa. But we've also got a lot of expats that tune in from all over the world. And it's exciting that living in a different part of the world, they can also take part in this incredible virtual race, which I think is very clever. They can be running around their houses in London, but actually be running on the digital app and being part of this race on Vilakazi Street, which I think is exciting for expats as well.
Definitely. And especially if they miss home, this is a great opportunity to run that route and also just know that they're part of a bigger movement that is strengthening families. We will also be using our UK and USA affiliate offices to also expand that reach and make sure that, they bring a lot of expats on board, but also maybe people who are just interested in just the work that we do and be part of a bigger global movement.
I think the work that you're doing is fantastic. I visited the hospital. I'm so thankful that there's passionate people that are part of the fund like you. I mean, we started this conversation and you said I'm overexcited on a Monday and it's too much, but I must tell you, your energy is absolutely fantastic. And I think it's because of the good work that you do. We're very lucky. So I get to report on the good news every day. You get to help and physically help South Africans in need, whether it's children in hospital or poverty or education and all the different programs you have. And I think that just makes our hearts and souls feel so much brighter and warmer. And I can feel it. I can hear it from you.
No. How did you get
involved with the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund? How long have you been with them?
Oh my goodness. I've been with them a little over a year now. I actually spent the past 13 years in the mining industry, believe it or not.
Oh gosh.
And I know. And it was literally, this was not even a brain move, but a heart move. I just knew I just had to do something for South African children and actually just play a part in social development. So it happened and I was here and I am planning on doing my best with what I have and the people I have. And let's just push forward the same agenda of creating a better South Africa for our kids.
Yes, yes, yes. More of that. A louder for the people in the back. So I'm excited and I hope that all of our listeners will register and they will get involved with this. As we said, you can start today. So you can register yourself today and you can run a couple of kilometers a day or, just spread it out. You need to get to the 67 by the end date is Mandela Day, which is the 18th of July. I need to ask just one more time if you can just give details of where people can log in, register, and get those details from.
You can catch us on Facebook. Look for the 67 kilometers for Mandela Day. Also hashtag 67 kilometers for Mandela Day. Or you can go to Quicket, purchase your ticket for 250 Rand, and then go to the website, www.vfcseries.com, where you can then register your profile and get going. You can also link your smart devices, and then it can just automatically update your distances as you keep going.
This is a call to action to all the Good Things listeners. Guys, this is how we get involved. This is how we make a difference. This is how you can help the fund, but also get out and about and get your exercise points racking up. Nomsi, thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm excited. I'm going to put my running shoes on now. I'm going to get going.
Brave the cold. I respect you. I'm also going to be on that road with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wishing you guys only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.